This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. We're looking at 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Oh, yes. Today is the feast of Saint Monica. Oh, yes. Be courageous. Monica wept for her son who was a sinner. Monica wept and prayed for the conversion of Augustine. The tears of Monica were in a vial before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, yes, Monica prayed, cried, wept for her son, that he would become a Christian Catholic. And guess what? Her prayers were answered. I want to tell you, your prayers for your children, your grandchildren, your friends are ever before the throne of God. Right now, they are there, like they live before the throne of God. They are there, powerful, and your prayers will be answered. Oh, yes, we need to know that prayer has a life of its own in Christ, always in Jesus, always through his death, burial, and resurrection. Your prayers are not forgotten. That's the devil that tells you that. God forgot you. God doesn't listen to you. Your prayers will not be answered. You've been doing it for years, and still you see nothing. It's the devil. That's the devil. He doesn't want you to keep praying for your children, for your grandchildren. He wants to discourage you so that you will stop praying, because prayer has a life of its own. I tell you, I am on this radio because people pray for me. They pray for me. And I am always in need of the prayer of God's people. Oh, yes, I'm no he-man. I'm no strong man. I hear the word of the Lord saying to me, Tom, be courageous today. Work in love, as the scripture teaches you. I am no he-man. I am one who is needy and poor, from the prophet Zephaniah, the Anawim, the needy and poor of Yahweh. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, needy and poor. I come to do your will. You see, I believe God has given instruction for many people to preach the word of God on the radio. I believe he's anointed people, but they did not have the faith to get a microphone or a tape recorder to begin to proclaim the word of God. They didn't have the faith. They thought they were too weak. I'll tell you, I'm weak, but in my weakness, he's my strength. I'm here to proclaim the goodness of the Lord for you, the power of Jesus for you. I'm here. Oh, yes, I'm no he-man. I am needy and poor, but you know what? As it says in Zephaniah, that God tends to the needy and the poor ones, the Anawim of God. That's me. But I can understand people who are needy and poor. I can understand them because I know myself. You know, lots of people only want to minister to the beautiful people. Oh, yes, we know the beautiful people. I have nothing against the beautiful people. But who will minister to those that no one wants? Who will proclaim Jesus to those that are poor and needy? You see, Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors. Jesus was not ashamed to eat with sinners and tax collectors. And he got grief from the Pharisees that he eats with sinners and tax collectors. Hey, listen, that's me. At the altar, we receive the Holy Eucharist. We hear the word of God to sinners and tax collectors. Oh, yes, all are invited who have been forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, who was the greatest sinner if it was not Saul of Tarsus? And yet God did for him and for the church through him what only God can do. It's the same God that you have told him about your children. It's the same God that you have prayed for your children, your grandchildren, and you see no fruit yet. That's the word. Get it today. Yet. 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 Your prayers are ever before the throne of God. Do not be discouraged. Continue to lift up your children, your grandchildren, that they would come to know personally the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would come to receive personally the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see, God entrusts his message of salvation to the church. The only reason I'm here is I believe that God has entrusted his gospel, his message to the church, one holy Catholic and apostolic. I'm just doing what God wants me to do. People would say, well, you know that Father Tom, he's different. I am different, thanks be to God. I'm different, not better, but I'm different. And I am different because God says the difference makes the difference when it's given to me. As I say, I'm no he-man. I'm poor and needy. But I know the power of Jesus, that power is for you. I know the power of the cross, that blood was shed for you. I know the power of the resurrection, the glory of God poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit for you. I know it. I've experienced it. I see it. Oh, yes, people listen to me. I have people listening to me in Italy. I don't know how they do it, but they do. I'm sure it's on the internet. But the point of the matter is, I'm not very special. I'm not special at all. As a matter of fact, I don't like the word special. I'm poor and needy and nowhere to go in my poverty and in my need to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Catherine Kuhlman, when she proclaimed the word of God, said, the Lord wanted a man to do this work, but no one would say yes. They were too concerned about their poverty and their neediness. So God chose me. I was his second choice. That's what Catherine Kuhlman used to say. And yet she proclaimed to the world the holy power of God, the love of Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what I do. That's what I do. I've been doing it for over 40 years. And by God's grace, I'll do it and continue to do it despite what happens. You see, we are made sharp despite what happens as we hold on to the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, the greatest saints of God are the ones that have gone through the fire and are still faithful. The greatest saints of God are the ones that have gone through the waters of tribulation and are still faithful. That's you. Why do you listen to me? Because I proclaim that you are his and he is yours. My friend Kathy told me that I was the first one as an adult to tell her that Jesus loved her. I said, are you sure about that? She said, no, I went through my whole life and no one ever told me that Jesus loved me. Well, I'm telling you today, Jesus loves you. He's got a plan for your life. If you feel desperate, turn to the cross. If you feel poor and needy, turn to the cross. God is there for you. The crucified, risen Savior is there for you. And I'm going to tell you, nothing is impossible with God. Today we experienced the feast day of Saint Monica, who wept for Augustine, and he becomes the great Catholic Christian to proclaim to the world the Lord Jesus Christ. Her tears were held in a vial, and I'm going to tell you, your tears are held in a vial before God. Your tears are not in vain. Your prayers are not in vain. The devil will tell you, don't bother anymore. God doesn't listen. But that's the devil, because he knows that as we pray, our prayer is before the throne of God. It has a life of its own. It has a life of its own. Remember Zechariah and Elizabeth. The angel said that the Lord heard their prayer for a child. She was beyond the age of having children. She went through the change of life. But that prayer was ever before the throne of God for a son. And she gave birth to John the Baptist. I want to tell you, continue to pray. Do not listen to Slewfoot that tells you that what you say is not being heard. Continue to pray and to seek the face of God. Your prayers are ever before the throne of God. God will answer them as he answered the prayer of Monica for the conversion of her son, Augustine. But it wasn't without tears. It wasn't without tears. And at the end of her life, he being a priest, you know what she said? Remember me at the altar. Do not worry where you're going to bury me. That's not my concern. But remember me at the altar, at the Eucharistic altar, where Christ is proclaimed and made present through the power of the Holy Spirit and the faith of the church. Oh, yes, the cross is made present. The same cross that he died on, the same resurrection that he rose. Oh, yes, at the altar, she said, remember me. And you know, tonight, when I celebrate Mass,
with the priests. I will remember you at the altar. I will remember your prayers, even though I do not know them, at the altar. The altar of sacrifice, the one sacrifice of Calvary made present at the Eucharistic altar. It's not another sacrifice. It is the same sacrifice of his death, burial, and resurrection. That's why I'm a Catholic. That's why I'm a Catholic. Oh, yes, people said, you preach the gospel. Why don't you start your own church? Jesus said that they would be one, as I am in thee, and thou art in me, that they would be completely one in us, that the world would know that you sent me. God did not call me to start my own church. I am not the Pope. I am a servant of the Lord by the grace of God. I was telling someone the other day, on my street in East Boston, all my friends were hooked on drugs or alcohol. I was telling someone the other day that I was never tempted by anyone for drugs and alcohol. God spared me from the temptation, yet I have buried so many of my friends. Was it because of me? No. It was because of the mercy of God. It was because of the love of God. It has nothing to do with me. But he spared me. I was never tempted to take drugs or alcohol. You see, alcohol was not a big thing in our family. We had wine at dinner if we wanted it. We're Italian, so I was never tempted with alcohol. I had it as a child, a little glass, in a whiskey glass, but I was never tempted because it was not something that I didn't understand. We drank wine at our dinner by the grace of God. Now, people would say, that's not good, that's evil. No, that's how we were raised. I was never tempted with drinking because we had it. There would be the gallon of wine on the back hall steps. It wasn't mine. I didn't need to sneak it. When we had dinner and the wine was available, I could have a sip. It was never anything that tempted me because I had it. I remember the time when we got a wine press for the autumn and we made our own wine. I remember going down to the cellar that was cold, not heated, and listening to the grapes ferment, making bubbles, making wine. It only happened once, but it was never temptation for me. We had it. People will say, well, that's not good. Well, I was raised with it. I was never tempted, and God graced me. God graced me, and that's the whole truth. It's all about the grace of God. You are being graced by God today. You who pray for your children, for your grandchildren, look to St. Monica, whose tears and whose prayers were ever before the throne of God, and that produced a great Augustine. It didn't start off great. He had an illegitimate child. Didn't start off great. He was a man in the world. But her tears and her prayers were ever before the throne of God. Yours are too. Let St. Monica encourage you today. Let St. Monica encourage you today that it's going to turn out all right. As long as God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer, it's going to turn out all right. I promise. Not because I promise, but because God and Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit is faithful. Your cries for your family are ever before the throne of God. Do not grow despondent. Your prayers have a life of its own before the throne of God. And you know, they'll be answered. They'll be answered. But you say, I want them now. I don't know when. I know that. I know that nothing goes to waste when we're Christians. Why can I proclaim the word of God? I'm going to tell you. Because when I was a young child, I was made fun of. They made fun of me, some people. But you know what? God spared me from what happened on my street. Young men, drug-related, alcohol-related, I was completely spared, not even tempted. Had nothing to do with me. Everything to do with him, the Lord faithful Jesus. Because if I were tempted, I could have given in to the temptation. But it never even struck me. God knew how weak I was, that I couldn't even be tempted. And he spared me. I'm telling you, God sees your weakness, and he says, you are strong through your weakness as you depend upon the crucified Jesus. You are strong in your weakness as you depend upon the risen Savior. You see, it's all about him. All about Jesus. That's why I'm here, to tell you today. Monica's prayers were answered in Augustine, and your prayers are to be answered in Christ. Don't give up. Don't quit. That's the temptation of the devil, to quit. Oh, yes, I've been tempted with it myself. Just quit. But I never gave in, because I had grace. I remember on my birthday, years ago, I was driving to listen to Ralph Martin in Waltham, and my mother broke her trach as I was driving. Oh, yes, how funny it was that the devil would want to use her mouth to be broken, to cause me to stop preaching. But you know what? I went through a very hard time, and the Lord gave me a dream when I was about to quit. And the dream said, it's all going to work out in Christ. Why am I on radio? Because I am part of the Anawim, the poor and needy of God, to tell you, the poor and needy of God, that it's going to work out. Just trust in the Lord. Rely not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's real. That's as true as this morning's sunrise. Trust in the Lord. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in him, and he will act. It's true. I stake my life on it. I stake my life on it. The Lord knows I have nowhere else to go but to him. Jesus said to Peter, will you go too? When he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And they left him, his disciples left him. And Jesus said, will you go too? Peter said, where else would I go? You alone have the words of eternal life. And I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let me close with this. Where else do you have to go? You have no place else to go but to Jesus, the Son of the living God, who knows your brokenness and who knows that your prayer is ever before him and it will be answered by the grace of the living God. Saint Monica, pray for mothers, pray for fathers who are praying for their children and for their grandchildren. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. In Season and Out of Season.